The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Thursday, November the 14th. Two guests with us today. We're going to start off, first of all, with Missouri Contemporary Ballet and Crave. We have Karen Grundy with us. Good to have you here.
Nice to be here.
Karen.
Thanks, Paul.
Now, the last time you were on here, you were on your way to Korea.
Yes.
We haven't seen you since then. So how did everything go in Korea?
It was an amazing experience. We had three performances while we were there, and we got to see a lot of the country. We started down in the south and made our way up to Seoul, so it was a beautiful.
So how did it work out that Missouri Contemporary Ballet went to Korea?
Suncheon City is a sister city of Columbia. And
how many sister cities do we have?
Quite a few, I've learned. We have quite a few. I know we have at least five.
Okay, all right. So you went to the sister city in Korea.
In Korea for a festival, International Garden Festival, that they were having in Suncheon City. And so they asked the city if they had a performing group that would represent Columbia, and so we were asked to perform.
The ballet, and how were you accepted?
We were accepted very well, of course.
Good. All right, now, the audience this weekend is going to accept Crave also.
I hope so.
Where is Crave?
At the Missouri Theater for the Arts.
Okay, and it is running when?
It is tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30. And
Thursday and Friday night?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And tell me about Crave.
Crave is a mixed rep show, so there are lots of things to crave about it.
Okay. I like that.
We have, I had a choreographer that came in from New York to set a piece on the company, and it's more modern mm-hmm. than we normally would do, so it's a little different for us. We also have pieces from our repertoire. One is kind of a hip hop ballet.
Hip hop?
Yeah, it's pretty different.
Okay.
I've set a new piece that's, conceptually, kind of about non-acceptance and bullying, which is a big thing. Part of you know our society right now, and so it's sort of my take on it in a way.
Okay. All right. So if people want to see good ballet, mm-hmm. contemporary ballet, hip hop ballet, uh-huh. I've never heard of hip hop ballet.
I know.
It's tonight and tomorrow, Thursday and Friday.
Correct.
Tonight and tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. At the Missouri Theater.
Yes.
And how can they get tickets?
At the Missouri Theater box office. They can go online to concertseries.org as well. And they can also call the box office, of which I don't know the number offhand.
Okay. All right. Well, you can Google it.
Yes.
But how much are the tickets?
They range from 17 up to 29. Tonight we actually have a student rate, so students can get tickets for $8 to $5.
Okay. And the performance is how long?
About an hour and a half.
That's nice.
Yeah.
All right. So if you want to see good ballet, if you want to see hip-hop ballet, tonight or tomorrow night, your chance. Missouri Theater, put on by the Missouri Contemporary Ballet. Karen Grundy, thank you so much
for
coming
me.
By. And congratulations again on your success in one of our five sister cities.
At least five.
Our sister city in Korea. I'm glad you had a good trip
and
made it back safely.
Thank you very much.
Now we turn to another old-time friend of mine. I have to be careful how I say that, because when I call Kathy Salter my old mm-hmm. friend, she thinks I'm saying she's old.
I don't mind. I'm a grandma.
Yeah, Melinda Lotvin. Melinda Lotvin, and you're here to talk about Fall into Art, which is running this weekend, right?
Yes, it is. Saturday and Sunday.
And where?
Parkade Center.
Now, what is Fall into Art?
This will be our fourth year. We have art and music. We have a variety of artists. Let me look at my list to see. We've got glass, photography, mixed media, wooden box, gourds,
wait, stop.
Jewelry.
What is mixed media?
That can be paper, scrap paper, whatever they want to put together. It can you can take trash and put it together and be considered mixed media. So mm-hmm. mixed media is a variety of things.
Anything that you call art can fit into mixed media.
Yes.
You find something. You find something around the house and you don't know what to do with it. Make a little dent on it and say, this is
mixed media.
And here it goes.
$50.
No, but yeah, you absolutely find a lot of really interesting items there, don't you?
Mixed media is a lot of fun because you have no boundaries. Of course, art, you have little boundaries, so yeah, or if any. But I started rushing through my list here, but it's going to be a wonderful art show. It's going to be our biggest art show, and we're going to have music as well throughout the weekend. We've also have the farmer's market that'll be on the east side of the Parkade Center Saturday morning, which is going to be new for us. And we will have a reception Saturday night and music as well from 5:30 to 6:30.
Okay. So there's been a lot going on. It starts at what time?
On Saturday at 10 o'clock. 10.
And it goes until?
It'll go from 10 till 7 on Saturday and 11 to 4 on Sunday.
Right. And so people can come out, and, you know, this would be a good opportunity to do some of your Christmas shopping.
Absolutely. That's why we kind of pushed it back closer this year. I think we had it in October last year, and we pushed it back closer towards Christmas this year. And our goal was a certain amount of artists, and then we just kept getting more and more and more artists. So this is going to be the biggest.
Are all of the artists local artists, or some of them from out of town?
A lot of them are local, and then we have some that are out of town as well.
Yeah, and Melinda, you're going to be there. Melinda, we affectionately refer to as the gourd goddess, because Melinda grows these. You're still growing all these gourds.
I grow, right? and I craft with gourds, and I love gourds, and I'm
You have some of the most unique artwork on gourds that I have ever seen in my life. So you will have your gourds on display.
Yes,
there.
Yes, I will definitely have my gourds there.
So when you see her, just go up and refer to her as the gourd goddess.
I have no problem with that.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds like there will be a lot of people.
We actually are going to have the Sweet Adelines there Saturday morning also at 11 o'clock. So we're going to have music throughout the day, and we're going to have...
The whole group or the quartet?
Probably the whole group. I just have Sweet Adelines. Right,
well,
now,
if you're saying Sweet Adelines, that means it's all those lovely ladies.
We're going to have them. We're going to have Joel Anderson playing music. We're going to have Lisa Rose playing music.
Oh,
we're going to
yeah.
just have we're gonna music and art. And then Saturday morning, the farmer's market.
Okay.
I mean, we've just
got
it all.
Mark it on your calendar, Saturday and Sunday. Melinda Lotvin, thank you so much for coming by, telling us about Fall in the Art. Where's it going to be?
Parkade Center.
Parkade. All right.
Yes.
Parkade Center. Got it. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, Voluntary Action Center and City of Columbia, our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Ling Lee, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Something you would like to hear or see, I would love to hear from you. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. And to listen to this program again or watch it, go to kbia.org. Sign up for a free podcast or vodcast. Bye-bye.